We want to look tonight, if God will be our help for a little while, out of Genesis chapter number 6. Genesis chapter number 6 for just a moment in time this evening. Genesis chapter number 6, verse number 5, the Bible says, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But watch number 8, verse 8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Praise God. And these are the generations of Noah. He was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. I want to look tonight, if God will be my help, for just a few minutes on this thought, on finding grace. Finding grace. Now we see here in the Word of God, and especially in Genesis 6, that we see the holiness of God. Amen. And we see in the holiness of God what God saw. And God began to look at a world, and it wasn't much different than the world in which we live in today, to our sorrow. It was a world of inward corruption. Corruption had come up everywhere in the lives of human beings. The world was becoming more and more corrupt the further it got away from the garden. And now the Bible tells us our forefathers, Adam and Eve, that they sinned in the garden. They committed those trespasses against God. That's what sin is. And because of that, man began to fall. And man fell and continues to fall today because of sin, and because we allow sin in our life, and that inward corruption that comes in the hearts and the minds of human beings. Amen. It begins to take a hold on us and begins to take us in directions that we never should have even dreamt of going. But we go there because we chase after the lust of the flesh. Amen. So it was a world of inward corruption. It was a world of outward violence. Violence was everywhere. Violence is becoming something that's here. I tell you, men are becoming more and more violent. And as we see the situations around us, and we would think we would have love and compassion, try to come together in one accord and one mind to try to overcome the obstacles that we all face. Amen. We're all in the same situation. Amen. But outward violence, because that inward corruption, it comes up and it manifests itself. And when all that has happened, then we have visible rebellion against God. We have visible rebellion against others and against families and against mamas and daddies and authority. And that's the way it plays out. If we ain't careful, that's where this thing goes. It just gets bigger and bigger. And God looks at it, and God sees it. So what God sees, He sees in the world today. He sees the same situations that was taking place even in Noah's day. So if we think about this tonight, we think about maybe the world isn't a whole lot different now than when it was in Noah's day. Amen? And the Bible says here that it repented God because men were so wicked that He repented that He had ever even created man. And all the things that He gave us available to us. And God looked at it, He says, why in the world did I even do it? Because man was created to love and worship God. And when we love and worship God, we learn how to love and worship each other. And God said, something's went awry. Why in the world did I even do it? And it repented the Lord that He had made man on the earth. He repented it. God began, it's almost as if God began to have a change of mind. He said, why did I do it? Amen. And so God sees the world day, and He must see the world day the same way that He saw Noah's day. And Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 24, if you won't turn over there with us tonight, the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 24, in verse 36, He says, but of the day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Talking about when the man, Son of Man comes. He said, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And knew not until the flood came and took them away, them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. He said, so he says, as it was in the days of Noah, he said, that's where we're at today. He said, preacher, I don't know if I know or believe that or not. Amen, you better believe it because that's where we are. All these things are taking place all around us. The diseases, the pestilence, the famine, the earthquakes, the tornadoes, all these things are signs of the end of time. We're living right at the brink of the end before Jesus calls His church out of here, amen, to come and gets us to take us home to be with Him. But as the, in the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Amen. But thank God for the grace of God. And we're preaching tonight, we're looking tonight at finding grace. We see God in His holiness, we see God in His mercy, but we see God as He's watching and He's seeing what's taking place. And we begin to realize that that God is in charge and control, amen. He's never lost His control, amen. And as we, I got to thinking as we think about finding grace, and I asked a boy today, I said, did you ever realize, amen, that we talk about Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. And we think about finding grace. But I want to say on the authority of God's Word that grace has never been lost. Amen. I got to thinking, like, boy, I had me a spell. Grace has never been lost. Amen. You can find grace in the eyes of the Lord. Grace was always been there. Praise God ever since the beginning. You say, where is grace? Amen. What happened to grace? The Bible tells us that there was a bunch of people in the Word of God in the very beginning turned their back on God. They went all after things. They went after idols. They went after other gods. They went a whore and after the world. They forgot about God, forgot about the goodness of God. God forgot about walking in the garden and communing with God, which God designed it to be. He created a garden and He put man in there so He could walk with them in the cool of the day. I don't know about you, but I want to walk with God in the cool of the day. I want to walk with God one more time. I want to talk with God one more time. I want to, hey, listen, I want to be in the presence of God one more time. Amen. I don't want to be isolated. I don't want to be alienated from God Almighty. I want to be in His presence, praise God. I want to be with His people, praise the Lord. I want to see their faces as they look upon the one. Praise God and give the best He had. Oh, sinners like us, so that we can be set free, praise God, out of bondage of sin. We can walk with our head held high. I said, I serve a risen God. Praise God. I serve a God of grace and a God of mercy. Amen. Praise God. Who had grace? God had grace. Amen. Grace was to be had because God had grace. So what is grace? That's that unmerited favor from God. Amen? If we're going to have grace tonight, we're going to have grace through the unmerited favor of God. You can't earn it. You can't hunt it up. You praise God, but we can find it in God Almighty. He has it, amen. He has it to give. He has it in abundance. And if we're going to find grace, we're going to find it from God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You say, preacher, we need some help in this land. Well, I won't say who's got help. Amen. It's found in the grace of God, the grace of a holy God who's willing to reach down to where we are and minister through His unmerited favor, praise God, to you and to me, praise God, from the throne of grace, that we might have in abundance that we need, praise the Lord, to just shout His praises all the way to the end of the way. God Almighty's wanting to bless us, young'uns, if we'll just let Him. Amen. God wanted to bless. God's always wanted to bless. God's wanted to be God to us. God's wanted to love on us. Amen. I don't know why we've got an idea. And God's just something or another. It's sitting up there just wanting to be, sitting up there with a stick just waiting to beat us in the head every time we mess up. That ain't my God. Amen. That ain't your God. Hey, that may be your God. It ain't my God. My God is a God that loves me. My God's a God that cares for me. He is my Heavenly Father. He's there. He's got my best concerns. Amen. In His heart, He's looking down upon me. And He looks down upon you. And even though He sees us as we are, hey, I praise God. Somebody ought to just jump up and run, take a spell. Yeah, but He loves us anyway. Glory be to God. He sees us as we are, yet He loves us anyway. He loves us, praise God, with a godly love, with an agape love. And because He's God and we're not, and because grace is sufficient, praise God, for you and for me, it's overflowing. It's pouring out. And if we'll just step up and ask God to be our God, allow God to be our God, accept God as our God, He'll bless us, praise God, with His marvelous grace from glory. Amen. Finding grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. Now Noah got in just like me and you. The Bible says, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Now God had done looked down on the world, and the world was wicked and vile, corrupt, disgusting. Amen. You know, I love these United States of America. I think there's no greater country in the world. But I believe we're vile and disgusting and wicked in the eyes of a holy God. Amen. And I believe God's going to judge us for that, just like He always has. If He didn't, He would not be a just God. If He would wink at our lives and the way that we're living now, He wouldn't be the just God that I claim Him to be, that the Word claims Him to be. He wouldn't be a righteous God that we know Him to be. If you wink at our sin, He'd allow us to go on. There was a fella asked me a while back. I was trying to talk to him about the Lord, and he looked at me. I said, we have to just confess that we're sinners. Ask God to forgive us our sin. Come in our heart. I was trying to tell him how to be saved. And he looked at me just as serious as you could be. And he said, preacher, what sin? And it took me aback. Then for a second I thought, seriously? I mean, I was looking at him like, seriously? You don't know what sin is? And I got to thinking, the world we live in today, he don't. The world we live in today, they don't know what breaks the heart of God. What makes Him sad. Amen. When people rebel against His Word, all those things I said that the world is doing, that God is seeing in His holiness, He's recognizing, and it breaks His heart. Amen. It breaks His heart. And he said that because of this sin, because God's heart was broken because of mankind. But the Bible says, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. As we see this, we see Noah, praise God. Noah was saved. Amen. And he was saved just like every old sinner. Amen. You say, well, wait a minute. He found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Praise God. That's how every old sinner gets in. Amen. We realize we're sinners. The Bible said we've all sinned to come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We can be saved today through Jesus Christ our Lord. We can find grace in the eyes of God. When God looks upon us, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. The Bible says he found that grace. Where was it? The grace is with God. The grace is from God. It's a gift, amen. It's free. It costs you nothing. Amen. Doesn't cost you a thing. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how do I get it? The Bible says through faith. Amen. For by grace are you saved through faith. And not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. He said we are saved through faith. But it's grace of God that gives us that salvation. It's grace of God that gives us that measure of faith to believe upon Lord Jesus Christ so that we might be saved. And the Bible says that but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. And it was through faith that he got in. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 7, the Bible says this, but by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Amen? So the Bible tells us that by the grace of God, that Noah found faith in the Lord. He had faith in God. You say, preacher, how do you have faith in God? Well, let me just give you a little, elementary doctrine here. It's through faith, through God's grace, through faith. That's just believing God. Amen? That's about as elementary as you can get. You get faith by believing God. You say, preacher, how do I believe God? I don't even know God. Praise God, by believing His Word. Amen. This blessed old King James Bible is the inspired Word of God, inerrant, inspired Word of God. And it speaks to our hearts from the throne of grace, and it gives us an opportunity. It hands down that grace, that through grace we might have faith to believe the Word of God. And when we believe the Word of God, amen, then we can be saved. Bible said that by faith, Noah, being warned of God. So in other words, Noah believed God. God said, Noah said, you need to build something, mate. You need to build something that's going to save you from the terror to come. Amen. So Noah, amen, he gave him a drawing. He said, here's you a drawing. Here's you something to go by. And if you'll follow it, praise God, but when it's said and done, you'll have a vessel that will save you from what's coming. Amen. He done the same thing, praise God, years ago, praise the Lord. He gave us the Word of God, and He said, if you'll build upon this foundation, He said, when it's all said and done, He said, you'll glory. Somebody just jump up and shout. He said, praise God, you'll have something that you can stand on, you can go be a part of, you can be in, that'll help you, praise God, it'll bring you through the things to come. I'd hate to be going into what we're facing today without the Lord. It would be a scary thing. Amen. It would be a terrifying thing. But praise God, to be absent body, to be present with the Lord. If I go out of here tomorrow, I'm all right. Amen. Because I belong to the Lord. And the Bible said, but by faith, Noah began being warned of God. He believed God of the things not seen as yet. Amen. Hey, I haven't seen the volume of the book finished. Amen. There's a whole lot of things in the Word of God that's not accomplished yet. But they will be. Amen. I believe it, Brother X. I believe it's all going to be accomplished. God's going to fulfill His Word in His time, praise God. And He's going to say, come away, my beloved, my fair one, come away. And we're going to go out of here to be with the Lord. We need to be getting ready. We need to be building, praise God, upon the blessed old book. And need to be getting ready, praise God, to go out of here when the Lord calls. Amen. Youngins, family, friends, everybody, praise God, we need to be ready. When the Lord says, come up hither, Bible said he believed, he moved with fear. Amen. You know what's wrong with America today? We have no fear. We have no fear of God. Amen. We have no fear. We don't fear the Word of God. We don't believe God will. I don't believe God can. But I will say God can and God will. He'll move, praise God. He'll do that, what it takes to get to. He's already took away everything that we played with. Amen. He's already got all that out of the way, bundled it up, stuck in the closet. Amen. Got it out of the way. You don't have to worry about the games and the gimmicks no more. He prayed God. God done took care of those. Amen. What else has he got to do to get our attention? Amen. He's willing, praise God. He's trying to show us if we'll listen. The Bible said he prepared an ark to the saving of his house. Amen. So Noah is saved by grace. He's saved through faith by believing God's Word. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 2 and 5, chapter 2 and verse 5. God says this. He says, spare not the old world. You know what? I don't really care about, I don't care much about the old world. That old world I used to live in, that old world I used to be a part of, that old world I used to be, I don't care much about it no more. I'm looking for a new world. I'm looking for a new city whose builder and maker's God. I'm like old Abraham. I'm a sojourner, praise God. I'm getting closer to yonder shore than I am to other shore. Amen. I'm getting closer to being over on the other side than I am on this side. I'm looking for God to touch us. But he spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness. Now, I got to thinking about that. I got to thinking about old Noah. Now, for 120 years, he was a preaching while he was a building. Amen? What was he a building? He was building an ark. He was building a place of safety. Amen? And he was building that place of safety because God had told him and made him a promise. He said, if you'll build this, I'll save you. Amen? He said, I'll give you a place of safety away from the storm. Amen? And so Noah began to build. Amen? He got his boys involved and he began to build. That thing began to come together. People began to look at it funny. Kind of like they look at me and you, praise God, when we try to stand upon the precious word of God. When we try to stand upon the truth, they look at us funny. But that's all right, praise God. They ought to look at us funny because we ought to be peculiar people. Amen. But he began to build, he began to be peculiar. They began to look at him funny, begin to ask him questions. And the Bible says that Noah believed God, and he began to build, amen, upon the promise of God. What I'm building today, what we're building today, we're building upon the promise of God. Amen. And he just kept a building, and he kept a preaching, and he kept a preaching, and he kept a building, praise God, and he never backed up, and he never let up, and he just kept a building, and the more they said, you crazy old fool, what do you think you're doing? He said, I'm just a building, and I'm a praying, and I'm a looking to God, and I'm receiving a promise that he told me he'd give me if I just build and preach and preach and build, praise God. He said, I'm looking for an end result. Amen. Looking for the finished product. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm not it yet. Amen. But he's still working on us. But old Noah's a building for 120 years. And while he's a building, he's a preaching. Amen. I believe he was why he's a preaching. When he wasn't a preaching, he was a witness and he was testifying. I believe he'd get them boys of his, he'd get them out there and they was a working. Amen. I believe him. Maybe them young ladies said they got them wives. So you had three boys and you had three daughter-in-laws. You had Mrs. Noah and Noah. And the Bible tells us that, praise God, you can see them as they're working, they're building, and they come together. And I believe, maybe in my mind's eye, now just leave me alone a minute. I just see it in my eye. I see God Almighty as he's a helping old Noah build that. He done give him the dimensions, give him the how-to as an architect, how to build that place of safety. And old Noah's a building. And as he's a building, I see maybe those young ladies and his wife, maybe they come over about dinner time, I praise God, with a basket of food. And they sat down there, and boy, them old boys been working hard all morning since before the break of day. And they get they famished, they go to dive in there. Noah said, well, wait a minute, boys. We can't partake of this till we bless it. We got to remember that they is a God. We got to remember that there's a God that loves us. We got to remember that there's a God of grace, and a God of mercy, and a God of love. And we got to recognize him every day. Boys, remember not to forget God. And old Noah bows his head and he blesses that food and he blesses that meat before they ever partake of it. And them young'uns see it, praise God, and they don't forget it. Amen. Praise God. And say, build, and they build. And then there comes a day when the rain is gathering up, the rain clouds is gathering up. God's gun went out and gathered up animals of every kind, praise God, and he's brought them to that boat. road. And Noah takes them in there and he puts them where they go. And they come across that gangplank. Praise God, into the place of safety where God can, well, glory, where God preserves life. And he brings them in and he ushers them in. Praise God. And then it gets time. He tells old Noah, he said, son, it's time. It's time. So you've done all the preaching you're going to do. You've done all the teaching you're going to do. Praise God here. He said, it's time to load up. Amen. Praise God. I got to thinking about this today. Glory, I had me a spell. Amen. I see old Noah as he gets down there at the end of that gangplank. Amen. That bridge going up into that ship, into that ark, into that place, the top of the Lord Jesus Christ, that place of safety. Praise God. And old Noah, he got a hold of them boys. He said, son, he said, boys, go get your wives. Amen. Go get your wives and come on. Hey, it's time to load up. And they said, well, wait a minute, daddy. He said, no, we ain't got a minute. He said, it's time to load up. It's time to get ready right now. Amen. And they listened. They used to listen to daddy. Daddy's never told them nothing that he didn't get from God. Amen. Amen. And so them boys go there and run down the house and they get their wives. And they come up there and they go across that plank. A son and his wife. And he looks around. Here comes another son and his wife. Noah's standing at the end of that plank. Ain't went in yet. So, preacher, what if somebody's got to be in there trying to sort this thing out and put everything in place. I want to say they somebody. That's a whole. I say they somebody. That's a whole lot bigger than old Noah that's already got this thing sorted out and already got it situated, already got it figured out. And his name is God. Through his marvelous grace, praise God. He's already worked out the details. But I see in my mind's eye, you say, preacher, this ain't all in here. Amen. It is. God touched your heart with it, like has mine. Amen. He says, first son, his wife go in, that second son, his wife, they go in down the plank. And Noah's standing at the end of the plank. He's getting a little antsy. He said, all right, young man, say, hey, where are you? Looking down, here comes that third son and his wife. Hey, man, that son just to get it. Because he knows daddy's going to be anxious. He's been a building and a working for a long time. And he, hey, glory. And daddy's not going to be satisfied till all the young ones are in. Praise God, as he comes down the road. I can see that third son, Brother Robert, as he comes down the road just to get it. With that little wife in tow. Hey, maybe she's a little short woman and ain't very so high in stature. That's got little bitty legs. Praise God. He's a dragging her alone. He says, come on, honey. We gotta go. They're loading up the boat. Daddy's waiting at the end of the ramp. Hey, man, they're loading up. We gotta get ready. Praise God to get out of here. Amen. I believe that last son, that last daughter, and I'll go in. I believe Mrs. Noah. I believe Brother Noah, he says, honey, go on in. Amen. She said, well, wait a minute. He said, no, honey. So we got all we need. Amen. It's in there. He said, that's what we've been working for. Praise God. That's why we've been trusting God all these years. Everything we need is in there. I see Mrs. Noah, boy, she marches on up that little ramp. Amen. In the side of that ark. Once she goes through that doorway. Boy, I believe he's just a contentment and he's a joy and on Noah's heart that overshadows all that sadness of leaving this world behind. Amen. Why? Because the Bible teaches here that he believed God. Amen. And he said he spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness. I got to thinking about that eighth person. I thought, man, that don't make much sense. Because he wasn't eighth person. I mean, well, he wasn't of the eighth generation. Enoch was seven. Lamech was eight. Methuselah. Amen. Methuselah's eight. Lamech was nine. Noah was tenth generation. But I believe what he's talking about, God said that eighth man. Praise God. That Noah stood at the ram. Noah stood in attention. He stood before God. He stood as that representative, praise God. He was looking for the grace of God to get his family in, praise God. He was looking for some help from the Lord to make sure everybody got him safe. And then he went in. Eighth man. Two sons, two daughter-in-laws, a wife, and Noah. Amen. The eighth person, because God keeps his promises. Amen. So Noah went in. You say, preacher, what happened? He believed God. Amen. God had promised him protection. The world that we're living in today, it's a troublesome time. Amen. We have no idea what's going to happen with this sickness, this disease, this pestilence that's all over the world. Amen. We don't know what's going to happen with it. We have no idea. But we know that there's a God. Amen. And we know that if we just find that grace, amen, we can find it. Noah believed God, and he went to building. Amen. He went to pressing on. He proved his faith by his works. Amen. Bible says Ephesians 2 and 10, he said, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. How do we prove our faith? When we find the grace of God and we follow God, we do what God would have us to do. We be who God would have us to be. And then we have the possibility of finding grace. Amen. There's one way to be saved from the destruction. Well, there's only one way to be saved from, and that was to get in the boat. The only way that Noah and his family could be saved, praise God, was to get in the ark. That ark was that place they had to enter into the ark in order to be saved. And that ark only had one door. Amen? There's only one door. Glory to God. There's only one way in. Amen? There's only one way in. And that way is Jesus. The world can tell you and spin you all the yarns they want to about how you can get in. There's multiple ways. You're at all time. Oh, there's so many ways that you can get to heaven. I want to tell you there's one way to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. If you want to find a way, you'll find it in Jesus. Amen. If you want life, you'll find it in Jesus. Amen. Amen. The way that if you want truth, praise God, you'll find it in Jesus. There's no other way. Amen. We see a picture of Christ. We see Noah's obedience to God. We see the ark. We see the door of the ark. Finding grace, we find it in Lord Jesus Christ. The saving grace of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Finding grace. It's never been lost. Amen. It's never been lost. Brother Robbie, it's never been misplaced. Amen. If we don't have it, it ain't his fault. God has grace, unmerited favor for every one of us. If we'll look unto him, the author and finisher of our faith, amen, we'll find the grace that God has for every need. For grace to live, for grace to love, for grace to die and part out of this world. There's grace for every need, and we'll find the grace that we need when we find it in Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's that only place. He's the only way. He's the type of that ark, that place of safety. Now, the type of the ark is the place of safety where the Jews going to be during the tribulation period, that God's going to bring them safe through it, so that they'll come as that nation, and they'll live in that new heaven and new Jerusalem. Amen. Praise God. They'll be partakers in that. We know that. That's what it's a type of. Praise God. We see Enoch as a type before that, as the rapture of the church, when a church is taken out before the time of trouble, before the tribulation. We see that. Everybody knows that. Amen. We see Methuselah. He's that comes before the time of destruction, before the flood. We see all that. We know what happened. But God Almighty tells us here in the Word of God in Genesis, He said that God got tired of the foolishness, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found that grace that wasn't lost. It wasn't misplaced, but he found it where it was all, had always been. He found it with God, the God of heaven. Amen. He found it with God Almighty. Praise God. His God and His Lord. And it allowed him to see all of his family get in. Amen. Finding grace, what we need to do tonight, children, what we need to do tonight, family. God bless your sweet heart. We need to find grace in God Almighty. Amen. We need to find that grace again, that grace we used to have, that grace we used to know. But we've lost it. We've misplaced it. And we need to find it again. The only place we can find it, Brother Austin, is in Christ Jesus our Savior. He come to reestablish grace, to minister grace to all the hearers. In other words, anybody that's a listening, He'll speak grace to you. Amen. He'll encourage your heart if we'll just listen to Him. He's wanting to speak to us tonight. He's wanting to speak to us today. He's wanting to speak to you if you'll let Him. Amen. Finding grace. We need to be finding grace. It said Noah found grace in the eyes of God. God looked down upon him just like He looks down upon you and I. He sees us as we are, but He loves us anyway. And then we just call out to Him, Abba Father. Amen. Glory be to God. He hears us and He ministers to His grace. He ministers from the portals of glory His grace down to you and I. Amen. Boy, I tell you, I don't know about you, but here lately I've been finding a lot of grace in Jesus Christ my Savior. Amen. A lot of grace. Times I'll just be honest. This is allergy season. And boy, you get to going around, the pines get to blowing. Next thing you know, your nose starts to drip a little, and you know, you get that little cough. And you think, oh man, is this the corona? Amen. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I've done? I've learned to do. I just look at the Lord and say, Lord, I'm yours. Well, glory. Say, Lord, I'm yours. Here I am, Lord. And Lord, I'm yours. And God, it's up to you to keep me. It's up to you. Praise God. If you're through with me, if not, Lord, just watch over me and protect me. Keep me safe, God, for your glory. Say, what are you doing, preacher? I'm finding grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. God bless His name. Well, I appreciate Him. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, God, Lord, we love You. God, we're thankful tonight, Lord, that we can, like old Noah, we can find grace in the eyes of God. Lord, I'm glad You have grace. You see where we're at, and You have grace to minister to us, God, down to us, to give us. And boy, what a blessing it is just to know that You love us enough, that You're always watching us, Lord, and You see us, and You know what we need, and You're there to meet those needs. You said You'd not see the righteous forsaken, nor see the begging bread. God, we know we're living in a difficult time, a lot of difficult situations, places we've never been before as a society. But God, I pray, Heavenly Father, You'd help each and every one of us, God, to do our part. God, to working on that vessel, that ark, God, that preparing that vessel, God, to Lord, for the Lord when He come. God, I pray, Heavenly Father, I pray that You'd help us to be ready. God, I pray that You'd help us be like old Noah, get our families in. And God, that we wouldn't be content, God, to go in, and God, and sup with You, Lord, till all of them's in, till we know that they're safe on board. God, I pray, Lord, You'd touch our children, touch my children, Lord. I pray that You'd be with them, minister to them. The Holy Ghost to God, Lord, to touch them where they are. And God, I pray You'd be with our church families. God, I pray You'd be with these sick, afflicted. God, I pray You'd give them healing, God, as a great physician. God, I pray, Lord, You'd keep us well. God, we're just putting our faith and trust in You, realizing we know, God, that You are able to do all things. And what You do well. And Lord, we'll just love You and love on You as You love on us. And we'll thank You. We'll praise You. Ask You, Lord, just touch our hearts as only You can. In Jesus' blessed name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. It's good to be with you again. We appreciate you. We love you. And I hope God just blesses you on purpose. Love each other. Find somebody to love. Amen. And just love them like God loves you. And just encourage people every chance you get. And we'll get through this. And before long, we'll all be here together again, praising the Lord, shouting His praises, giving God glory. Amen. Finding God's grace at the house of the Lord. God bless you is my prayer.